Lac La Biche. A question and answer forum was held Saturday night for the upcoming Fort McMurray Lac La Biche by-election to be held on March 15. The seat has been vacant since former UCP MLA Leila Goodridge left to run a successful campaign for a Conservative MP position during the federal election last fall. The event, held at the Bold Center in Lac La Biche, was hosted by the local district chamber of commerce, and saw 6 of the 8 candidates vying for the position take part during the debate that drew over 70 attendees. Candidates in attendance: former Wildrose leader and current UCP candidate, Brian Jean. NDP candidate, Fort McMurray teacher and UCP critic, Ariana Mancini. Two-time MLA and current Wildrose Independence Party leader, Paul Hinman. Alberta Advantage Party president and lawyer, Marilyn Burns. Lac La Biche's Brian Dehir, a longtime Green Party supporter running as an independent this election. Political newcomer and the Independence Party of Alberta candidate, Stephen Mellott. Forum: all 6 candidates had 2 3-minute opportunities to share their platforms with the attendees at the beginning and at the end of the 2-hour debate. During the question-answer portion, the candidates shared their platforms on topics ranging from infrastructure projects such as the Main Street revitalization, supporting small businesses, the economy, rural crime, and the implementation of a provincial police force. Additionally, healthcare concerns in the riding and doctor retention, education and the contested provincial curriculum, the environment and addressing Indigenous needs. Additional candidates missing from the by-election forum Saturday night was Fort McMurray resident, volunteer and Alberta Liberal Party candidate, Hassan Abdul-Hakim. Additionally, Wood Buffalo resident, community leader and Alberta Party candidate, Michelle Lancetel. Election details: advance polls will take place from March 8 to 12, followed by Election Day on March 15. Following election night, the unofficial election results will be released and finally confirmed on March 25. More coverage to come on lakelandtoday.ca.